Blog Talk Radio. People, that is the great, great Joseph E. Reed, instructor, musician, plays the violin, guitar, everything. Welcome, Joseph. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fine. How did you like that?
That's wonderful.
I found it on video. I've been watching your videos and stuff all on YouTube, and I said, I want to play something different. I saw that video, and I said, this is really apropos for the program today, because to me, I listened to all of your CDs, and people, I met him in Atlanta when Professor White and I were down there speaking, and he is absolutely wonderful. I mean, I was just entranced with his music, and I wanted you guys to know who he is, what he's about, where he came from, because he actually came from the same state I came from. It's very seldom you go down to Atlanta and find two people that are from Colorado like he is and another person that I met down there. So without any further ado, I really want to talk to you today. How did you get into music and become an instructor and a teacher and a professional and a tutor and teaching music and having all kind of videos on YouTube and traveling to Spain and other places? Just talk to us about what you've done.
Well, I've always been into music since I was young. My folks would always you know, be singing and things in church. We have music around. My dad listening to oldies and listening to country. And so music was part of my life growing up. I started playing the violin when I was in the third grade. We actually lived in Kansas for a bit. And so just played violin through school. And it was always a part of my life, music, violin, singing. And went to school for music. I graduated from Colorado State University in 2001, where I studied vocal music and also a little bit of music education. So, you know, music has always been part of my life. Sometimes people would say, well, you know, you should do something that's more stable and, you know, be more reasonable. But I have been finding that when I do what I love to do, I do a good job at it, and so things work out, you know.
So, I mean, you've been an instructor now, too, for how long? For over 12 years now?
Yeah, I actually started teaching music when I was in college. I had a friend of mine who wanted vocal lessons, so I started giving her voice lessons. Another friend who wanted to learn guitar, and I had picked up guitar when I was in college. So, but I started teaching. And then started teaching in the public schools right out of college. I substitute taught for a year there in Colorado Springs, and then got connected with the school that I taught at for 7 years in Colorado Springs, Horace Mann Middle School. And
Horace Mann.
Blast. And then private lessons as well. I give guitar lessons, violin, piano, voice, and other random instruments from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that as well. It's just a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. You should do what you like to do because you're good at it and you're so diversified in it. And that's why I'm so entranced with your music, because when you gave me your CDs down in Atlanta after you have given this stellar performance, I came home and started, Professor White will tell you, all the music I've been listening to since we got here has only been yours. And that's been 2 weeks ago, right? since we met each other. And that's all I've been playing. When I've been playing any music, that's all I've been playing. And I just have I couldn't believe it. I mean, your range, you know, the jazz parts or whether it's country, you know, and you do sound like John Denver. I cannot believe it. I was like, if no one knew who you were when you were playing your music, it would sound just like it was John Denver. Somebody would be saying, is that a song from John Denver that I never got a chance to listen to or something? Because it was like, I was like, wow, you know. Everybody should know who you are, you know. So that's one of the reasons why I was like, I needed to have you on the radio program is so that we can bring more exposure to you. Now, you're from Colorado. You live in Atlanta. Are you teaching in Atlanta?
I'm giving music lessons. That's my main bread and butter, I guess, as it were. So
mm-hmm.
I do teach that way. I've also started company through teaching in the schools. I have kind of learned that the way we teach, you know, it's kind of a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. So I wanted to do something that was more unique and more fitting to more people. And so the company I started is called Music Unlimited, and it's really fun. I set it up kind of like if you imagine a fitness gym where you can go and play on work on the treadmill, or you can go and you know, lift weights. So it's like that, but for music. So you can play piano, or you can go over and play guitar, and then play drums. And then there's, just like at a fitness gym, you have physical trainers, like, helping you out.
Right.
You know, you have a music instructor there to help you. So, and there's also other people around.
Wow, how did you come up with something so ingenious? I mean, you are really creative.
Well, you know, this inspiration comes to me. You know, I take these long walks and just pray and think, and then ideas come to me, you know.
Well, it's some good ideas. We know who good, great ideas come from anyway. They come from God, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Listen, you. I was looking at one of your. I didn't get a chance to play it, but it was a tape, a video of you. Were you in Spain or India?
India.
India. Okay. And what was happening there? I didn't get a chance to play it, but what was going on in India? I mean, how did you get over there, and what did you do over there?
Well, you know, like I was saying, that, you know, inspiration comes. So I had retired from teaching in Colorado and moved out here to Atlanta, and it was just a time of just kind of quietness for me, and I had taken out all my retirement money from retiring. Anyway.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you.
So I was thinking, you know, I've got time. I got a little bit of money. I should do something, and India kept coming up. It was actually Goa, India, is where I went to. And so I all these arrows started pointing to Goa. Like I'd kept passing by, you know, craving Indian food, you know, and then I get a magazine, and on the cover of the magazine, it was talking about Goa, India. I'm like, whoa, maybe I should go there. So I just went, and it was an amazing trip. Like, everything went really smoothly, like miraculously. The video, I was just walking through the capital city of Goa and just exploring, and there was a group of school kids that were there on, like, a field trip, and they stopped me and said, hey, dance for us. And I was like, okay. So I started dancing. I, you know, did my hip-hop dancing that I, you know, just for fun. And they're like, you're wonderful. And so they got it on video. And anyway, it was a really cool adventure. I got to meet up with their teacher, and I told them that I was a teacher, and they're like, oh, have lunch with us. And they let me ride on their school bus. They gave me a ride back to where I needed to go. And it was just an amazing, amazing situation. It was really good.
How long were you there?
I was there about maybe 10 days, maybe 14 days, something like that. Not long enough.
Okay. Oh, not long enough.
It was right at,
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It was right around Valentine's Day, and they have what's called Carnival, kind of like Mardi Gras. And so I was there just in time to see all the festivities and the beautiful floats and colors and music and food, and it was, like, really perfect timing.
Do you feel, you know, it seems like being from Colorado, we seem to have, like, a freedom of or being able to blend in with everywhere, you know, anywhere. It seems like, you know, because to us, everything, everybody's everything, and it doesn't matter. They don't even look foreign, pretty much. You know, it's like, you know, we can just go anywhere and kind of blend in. Because I've seen that even in you. When I saw you in Atlanta, I was like, he's just like me. He thinks the same way I do. He feels the same way I do about music. It's like, I just pick up anything, you know, and that's a rare commodity, you know. And so I just fell in love with you from the beginning. Not the love that I have for my husband or God, but you understand what I'm saying. You know, but I just fell in love with you and your work and stuff like that. And I to feel your spirit. It just was so lovely and peaceful. And your music comes across that way. You know, I was listening to one of the videos you did, one of Bob Marley's songs, and you did an absolutely wonderful job on it. You were out in the park sitting with your guitar, and that's the kind of stuff we used to do when I lived in Denver. It's like we go in the park and we play music, or we would whatever, you know. It was just clean, decent fun. And all of that was brought back to me, and I was like, wow, you know, boy, do I miss those days, you know. So I'm glad to see a young version of somebody that I used to be when I was young. I'm 58 now, you know. So, I mean, it was absolutely wonderful. So listen, I want you to give people information on you. Give them your website, how they can get in contact with you. Are you starting a conglomerate where you have your business all over the country, all over the world, or whatever you want to say? Because about 30 minutes after this is over, I'll send you the embedded code, and then I'll also send you the program so you can send it all over the world to whomever you want to send it to and stuff. But I want people to know about you, and I want to see you have your website and your program in every state, if at all possible. You can find instructors that can carry on your message.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, I do have trying to develop my web presence. I have a YouTube page. If you want to subscribe, youtube.com/readjoseph7, readjoseph7, the number 7. And of course, people can always email me, readjoseph7@gmail.com. I've been putting music on online. There's a site called bandcamp.com, and you can go and listen there. If you go to josepheread.bandcamp.com, you can listen to several of the things that I've uploaded, both my music, and I've got music of people I've helped produce their music as well. Friends and students and things like that I'm putting out there. ReverbNation.com, you can see some of my music out there. You go ReverbNation.com/Joseph E. Reed. Also SoundCloud. In fact, I'm going to just start putting more and more stuff on SoundCloud just so people can listen to it. SoundCloud.com/Joseph E. Reed. Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter is readjoseph7, just like my YouTube and my Gmail. And Facebook, I think my personal page for Facebook is Joe E. Reed, J-O-E-E-R-E-E-D. But yeah, do a Google search for me, Joseph E. Reed. Usually you can find me. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Well, there's a whole encyclopedia. There's a whole encyclopedia right up on you, almost like Wikipedia. I mean, it's like you have so many websites and so many emails, and you have a lot of videos out there. I had no idea you had so many videos out there. And, you know, it came into my spirit this morning, and I needed to ask you, and I sent you an email. I don't know if you probably didn't receive the whole thing, but I was asking you if you would consider. You know, we're doing this thing that we want to send over to General Mills cereal, and we're compelling our organization, aplaceforusnational.com, we're compelling people's photos of their Cheerio boxes and stuff like that, and with Cheerios and what they want to say and their stories and whatever. And we want to send it to General Mills, and I was thinking, as I was putting your program together today, you know, I'd love for you to do a song for A Place for Us, and let's put the photos and all the things together, maybe some movement, some actual footage that we could put together for General Mills and send them something next year. I'm not talking about anything right now, but, I mean, within the next year, sending them something. Because A Place for Us National, we have a day called Racial Harmony Day in Little Rock, Arkansas. And our Rita, you met her in Atlanta. She put that together, the state of Arkansas gave us a Racial Harmony Day in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so I want to be able to have sent something like that to General Mills in honor of our Racial Harmony Day for next year. And I would love for you to consider doing some music. I guess you need to go on our website and kind of fill things out and let God minister to you as to, you know, what kind of music you want to put to that kind of thing. But I think it would be something that you might be good in it. If nothing else, it would give you a lot of exposure.
Yeah, and I love doing things like that. You know, growing up in Colorado, also lived in California and Kansas, like, it's really wonderful to have a variety of folks around, and I feel really blessed that I grew up with a variety of people. And so, you know, sometimes it kind of baffles me when people are so color conscious, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a person over here, you know, and somebody's like, no, that's a black person or that's a white person. I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about that. I think just
we don't think like, see, that's what I'm saying. We don't think like that. It's very hard. And I'm 58 years old. You're almost 30 years younger than me, and I or more, you know. And I you think the same way I did, because that's where we come from, an area where people don't have these labels like this. And it still startles me at this age of 58 years old that this kind of thing is even talked about or going on, because we came from another world.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like it. It really does. So that's what, you know, I was thinking. I was, you know, but me, with the gift that God is working with us on, and we're planning on launching the Breaking, because I have Breaking News Journal Radio and Racial Harmony Live Radio, and I wanted to have you on Breaking News Journal Radio because of business. You're a business person, and you've done a lot of things for your business, and you've helped a lot of people in your business. And I think that this is something that needs to be shown all over the world, because you exemplify what it's like to be colorblind. And that's very rare to see in our world. And I'm talking about on the business side, you know, not on the racial side. But you are, you know, and this is something that everyone needs to know about. And I was like, okay, well, you know, you're stuck to me forever now. You know that, don't you, Joseph?
That's all right.
So that means that's kind of what I was thinking about. So we can talk about A Place for Us National. We can talk about, you know, some of the things so you can get a feel for it. I can have Rita and Lakita and all the people in Arkansas and Cornelia and them get in contact with you. And maybe there's something based on what they say that may give you some lyrics that you might want to come up with. I know we probably should have some videos of kids playing and maybe eating Cheerios. I don't know, something like that, you know. But I think it would be something really, really good, you know, that we should do and submit it to General Mills and put it out there in cyberspace and social media, where everybody knows about it and really, you know, make a statement that way.
Yes. That sounds like a beautiful idea. I'd like to be a part of that.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm talking to you about it, because you're the only one that knows. You're the only one with music, that, and I know a lot of people that does music, and you're the only one with music that I've even approached with this, because it just came to me today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I thought that would be good. So we can talk and collaborate, and you can tell me what you think you need, and I can have you talk to Rita and those guys and let you have a feel for what's going on, let them get pictures over to you, let them get videos over to you, whatever, and see what we can work with on that.
Okay.
Okay. And then as we get our funding for our Breaking News Journal TV channel and feature films department, then you can come on board and help us with the music and stuff too. And then, wouldn't you like that?
Yeah, I really would. I love music, you know, and it's really fun to be able to explore lots of different genres and different styles and meet people
exactly.
who think differently. So I think it would be a great opportunity to do more of that.
That would be really cool. Especially since you'll be able to be your own person, you know, I wouldn't put any kind of demands on you as the executive producer of the stuff that we do, but, you know, so, I mean, I just like to see things happen, you know, and I like to see change happen for the better, you know, of our country while we can, you know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's kind of where I am and everything. So, listen, we do still have a few minutes left. Do you sing a cappella?
I do.
Oh, would you please sing us something a cappella?
Sure. You have a particular request or let's see.
I don't know. I like all your songs. I don't know which one. You know.
There's one that Connie really liked. It's one of my country songs called Piece of the Puzzle. I can sing the chorus.
Oh, yes.
To
she does
that.
Really like that, doesn't she? In honor of Connie Cornelia Brown.
Let's see. I remember helping Grandpa pick apples for apple pie. He'd look to the heavens and see a storm coming. It was time to go back inside. We'd sit at the table and I there beside him, not knowing just how to say how much I loved him and how empty I'd be if he ever went away. 'Cause without that piece of the puzzle, the whole world would fall apart. Nothing else can fit into the place he has in my heart. I try to put it together, but I know it won't work out. 'Cause I've been missing that one piece, can't seem to do without.
Wow. Wow. Excellent. Excellent. Joseph, you got me almost tearing up. What am I going to do with you?
Well.
I think that there's someone on the line who has a question for you or something. Caller, are you, caller, do you have a question for Mr. Reed?
Hi, Ruth. I don't have a question, actually.
Oh, you don't? You just want to listen.
I have more of a comment. Maybe we can get him to do a song about ISIS.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead and talk to him about it. He's on the line. Joseph, you have a caller from Arizona, Noel.
Hello, Noel.
Hello.
Good to meet you.
Yep.
What? Tell me about ISIS.
Maybe we can get him to do a song about ISIS, who we lost a little over a week ago.
Tell him who ISIS is and tell him who ISIS is and what relationship
ISIS was a very ISIS was a very beloved cat, but she was the creator of our radio station, Cat Galaxy, and she was loved pretty much worldwide.
Wow.
I don't think there's any cat or human that could touch the legacy that she left behind. So And we loved her, but Ruth never got a chance to meet her. That's the real sad part, but I think when you get to Phoenix, Ruth, you might be able to meet Icarus, because he's still here.
Oh, my goodness. He loves cats. I love cats, too, you know. Go ahead, Joe.
I do write songs about animals. As my students in Colorado know, I have a dog named Tiffy that I wrote a wonderful song about. And I'd be willing to write a song about ISIS if you like.
That would be great.
Oh,
my
goodness.
We could get it to go viral. We could put it to a video. And we had always wanted to do a video tribute to her, Ruth, but we haven't put music to it yet. Because you know how those record companies frown on anybody putting anything up that's copywritten.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes.
So if we get an original artist to do it, then they can't groan, moan, and complain. So
hey, and then they may make a bunch of money for everybody, for you guys. You know, that may be good. You never know. I mean, there's a lot of animal lovers out there, and I think that's a really good thing. See, now, Joe, I done started a whole nother thing. Now we're talking about animals.
Well, I'll hang up now, Ruth. I think I'm done.
No,
I'm
okay.
Done with that. I thought I would call in.
That's okay. Oh, great. It was great. I think that Joe liked that, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah, that's fun. I love those ideas.
Because,
okay,
you
right,
know, if you wrote something about Ruth White, you'd have to do it in about 20 songs at least.
It'd be like a song cycle.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I think there's a lot of people who praise what Ruth does. So, I think we need a 20-song mantra for you, Ruth.
Oh, God. Don't, you know what? You stop saying stuff like that. I'm just like you guys, you know.
You're nothing like me, Ruth. You're nothing like me, but I'm nothing like you. So.
Okay. Well, we all have different personalities, but we have gifts. I can't go out and do the work that you do. I mean, you do a lot of wonderful work in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And, I mean, I couldn't go out and do the stuff that you do, or else I'd probably be arrested. So.
Nope. What kind of stuff are you doing there?
Today I'm fixing computer and saying killing flies.
He makes sure that the community is not, he tries to keep the community clean and decent, and as a small business person, he doesn't like a lot of political stuff trying to interfere with his work to just do his job. Mm-hmm. And a lot of political agendas are going on across the country now, and he doesn't waste any time getting on board and getting to the news and telling them what he does not like about it. And I'm kind of like the same way too. And probably we both will probably end up in jail or something. I don't know.
Ruth. I don't think they have a cell big enough for me.
Uh-oh.
If they're going to throw me in a cell, they'd have to do it in the city zoo. So.
You like that because you'd be around all those cats.
Don't give them any ideas.
I know. Don't give them any ideas. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much, Noel. You can stay on the line if you like. Joe, as our time is ending, I would love for you to give your information again, and I look so forward to you even being on Breaking News Journal on air radio again, and and as we talk about ISIS, a video for ISIS, and music for ISIS, and a music for a place for us, and the Cheerios thing, I look forward to us doing a lot together.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and people are free to contact me. My email is readjoseph7@gmail.com. That's readjoseph7, the number 7. Please look me up on Facebook, Joseph Edward Reed. You can search that and find me. And then Twitter, readjoseph7, and YouTube, readjoseph7. And then also I've got music you can purchase through josepheereed.bandcamp.com. BANDCAMP, and ReverbNation.com, / Joseph E. Reed, and also SoundCloud.com/ Joseph E. Reed. So just do a Google search. You should be able to find something.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for being on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. I wish you the best of success, my brother, and we will talk in the future. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Waiting on the world to change.